What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take our look at some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. Panama, one of the countries with the most detective cases of COVID-19 in Central America, is entering a new stage in the fight against the pandemic focused on learning to live with the virus, which will eventually involve annual vaccination against the disease, the Ministry of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre told EFE. Panama has been evolving. It has been maturing, and in the end, what we have to do is learn to live with the virus. We will possibly have an annual vaccine, just as it happens with influenza, and to learn to live together. We must take steps, said Sucre. That is why, as of the 11th of July, the mandatory use of the mask will be eliminated. This measure, imposed in June of 2020, was partially lifted last March for open spaces where there were no crowds. Well, from next Monday, the 11th of July, it will be extended to all open and closed spaces, except for public transport, hospital centres and food handlers, and schools will have the power to decide whether or not to require students to wear a mask. The Ministry of Health insists on the recommendation that immunosuppressed people and older adults use the mask. The suspension of the mandatory use of the mask, which will take place when a fifth pandemic wave is in decline, is taking place without losing sight that, as has happened in other countries, Panama could become complicated again with the COVID-19, Sucre admitted. I think that the mask also arrived, along with the COVID, to be part of our lives, but it is already a choice of each one of us. It is a matter of each one how he lives with the virus. How I love my self-care, said Sucre. In the case of promotion, the authorities have complied with educating the population. The first line of care is myself. It is self-care, and we believe that the population is already very well informed about it. People already know how to take care of themselves, Sucre said. The health system is prepared, since it has enough beds to care for any population group that is affected and complicated, and the staff has sufficient experience and knows how to treat COVID cases. Panama also has drugs, such as remdesivir, which has been applied intravenously for almost 2 years, and has also acquired the latest generation antivirals, Paxlovid and molnupiravir, which are being used to control COVID complications. Teachers' unions that are demanding action from the government to face the high cost of living and the increase in fuel prices continue to strike and protest in various provinces of the country. A meeting was planned for this Wednesday between the leaders of the educators' unions and representatives of the executive of the province of Veraguas in order to reach an understanding. The government commission was headed by the Minister of Education, Maruja Gorde de Villalobos, accompanied by representatives of the Ministry of Commerce, among other entities. Personnel from the Ombudsman's Office also attended. The meeting was scheduled to start at 10 a.m. in the government of Veraguas, but it did not take place, since the teachers' leadership demands that the government delegation must be led by a representative of the Presidency of the Republic, or an envoy by the Vice President and Minister of the Presidency, José Gabriel Carrizo. In a statement, Maduka confirmed that the high-level table will meet this Thursday, the 7th of July, in the city of Santiago, Veraguas, to address the demands raised by educators and other unions. On the other hand, the leadership of the Teachers Association of Panama, ASOPROF, announced this Wednesday a strike of 72 hours that can be extended and also went out to protest in the capital city to demand answers from the government to these demands on the cost of living. The decision was made after a meeting that took place in the auditorium of the University of Panama. The members of ASOPROF, together with other unions, protested on the Transísmica Road after midday, and traffic in this sector was affected, although there were no total closures. The capital city, various unions, gathered in the vicinity of Plaza Cinco de Mayo and the National Assembly to protest. Edgardo Vemnion from the Association of Authentic Independent Teachers said that they're asking for the price of fuel to be frozen at $3. Meanwhile, in various provincial capitals, teachers continue their marches chanting slogans to demand answers. demonstrations took place in Chiriquí, Veraguas, Coclé, Bocas del Toro, Herrera, Los Santos and West Panama. The medicines technical table proposed this Wednesday that this was after a meeting in the peace room of the presidency, the creation of a subcommittee to define the parameters for the international purchase of medicines. This was revealed in a statement in which it was clarified that the members of the table will deliver that proposal to President Laurentino Cortizo next week. Another point that was analysed in the meeting was the progress of the MedicSol program. This is the Solidarity Medicines Program. To strengthen it, it was also proposed that through an executive decree, Title 4 of Law No. 1 of 2001 on medicines be regulated. The Vice President and Minister of the Presidency, José Gabriel Carrizo, said that next week the subcommittee, headed by the Minister of Government, Janina Tewani, must deliver the proposal to the technical table on international purchases. This proposal, based on cost, safety, efficiency, quality and availability, Carrizo explained while clarifying that the final decision will be made by President Cortizo. On the other hand, at the meeting it was also proposed to work in a sub-table to expand the MedicSol program to the entire country. The spirit of this technical table is to find a prompt solution for the benefit of Panamanians who need it most. I would like things to be much faster than they really are, but we are moving in the right direction, concluded the Vice President. The independent bench requested on Wednesday the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information, ANTAI, to carry out an inspection process on Forms 1, 2, 4 and 172 of the National Assembly to detect possible breaches of the Code of Ethics, specifically that of nepotism. They also asked them to investigate the central government spreadsheets. The deputies, Gabriel Silva, Juan Diego Vázquez, Edison Borrose and Ralph Fernandez, based their request on the fact that Law 13 of 2013 empowers ANTAI to sanction officials who commit violations to the Code of Ethics. They recalled that there are regulations that prohibit officials from engaging in acts of nepotism. The request comes a day after a complaint was circulated indicating that Deputy Adán Bejarano, who recently resigned from the Independent Caucus, allegedly had relatives named on the legislative payroll. The National Migration Service reported that in the first 6 months of 2022, it detected some 947 foreigners who had criminal cases at the Tocumen International Airport. It was reported that the respective alerts received by the Panamanian authorities come from the countries of origin of these people or from a third nation. Migration Panama also specified that in the air terminal from January to June of this year, 214 people with fraudulent documentation and 7,522 inadmissible, this is for various reasons, were detected. Regarding the reception posts for migrants from Darien, it is detailed that 72 foreigners with records for various types of crimes and international alerts were detained. On the other hand, it was reported that in 6 months, some 654 irregular travellers were detained at the Guanabala checkpoint, Chiriquí province, for various reasons such as smuggling of migrants, expired stays, evasion of checkpoints without documentation and international alerts. Officials from the Office of Innovation of the Ministry of Public Works recently created an application, wait for it, to locate holes in the city's roads. They baptised it as the Road Inspector. The objective, to create an updated record of road damages in real time and geo-referenced to more efficiently manage the maintenance work carried out by the institution. It is a pilot plan that in its first stage will cover the metropolitan area and is open to improvements, the ministry said in a statement. During the first stage, the Ministry of Public Works will assign a staff for each region who will be able to create reports and add images to show the road damages in the metropolitan area. This in order to monitor and manage solutions more efficiently and quickly for the benefit of the community and the entity. Well, the Ministry of Public Works Maintenance Directorate and the regional directors will keep track of all the information to follow up on the performance indicators or the state of the roads, he indicates. With this new application, all the activities carried out by the Ministry of Public Works can be entered classify it as patching work, road construction, cleaning, dismantling, removal, repair, and other damage, he says. The main complaint from drivers is the poor condition of the different streets in the capital. Most of the main roads have huge potholes. And the Mayor's Office of Panama began on Wednesday with the delivery of the decals whose vehicle plates correspond to the month of January of 2022. But users must schedule an appointment on the site www.citas.mupa.gov.pa to be able to remove said decal. The Mayor's Office explained that the measure is to avoid crowds and maintain order. Only taxpayers with a January plate will be able to make appointments. With this first block, the distribution process of the decals for the year 2022 begins, he explained. The entity explained that the delay in the delivery of the stickers was due to the fact that the Traffic and Land Transport Authority had to define the design. In addition, the delay of the plates for new vehicles was due to the fact that the Chapala Vocational School faced a shortage of supplies, such as reflective paper, due to the logistical problems that currently exist for importing products. On the 4th of May of 2021, President Laurentino Cortizo sanctioned Law 214, which establishes the use of the single vehicle license plate for a period of 5 years. And the National Civil Protection System, CINAPROC, issued this Wednesday a nationwide warning for the passage of tropical wave number 14 of the season in the coming hours. Now, according to the entity's report, the notice extends up until Friday, the 8th of July, and it is anticipated that the tropical wave could enter the country in the next 12 hours, which would generate rains and storms. In the morning, CINAPROC announced that the green alert measure was lifted in the National Territory, which was decreed due to the passage of tropical wave number 13, which caused constant rains. It is reiterated that the projections of the Department of Hydrometeorology of ITESA foresee downpours typical of the rainy season in the next few hours. Likewise, the call is made for the population to avoid crossing rivers and streams. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. Those are some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you this morning on The Breakfast Show.